It's a true story. It's not mythology. It's reality. A couple thousand years ago, a baby was born to be the savior of his people. What about your story this evening? When I was growing up, looking forward to Christmas, as I'm sure some of you kids are looking forward to, and even some of your older kids, I thought the greatest story ever told was the one about me. We all think that in one way. We all think we're the most important entity in the universe. But it's not. The greatest story ever told really, in one sense, has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm thinking about our own story this evening, and my own and yours, that there are two things that are common amongst all of us in our story. Number one, we're all human beings. You can't escape it. Tall, short, round, thin, doesn't matter. We're all human beings made in the image of our Creator. But number two, the connection point to our story is the fact that not only are we only human beings, but we're all born in sin. The Bible says we're dead in sin. We're lost, without hope. And that's the unifying thing about our story. The wonderful thing this evening is that our story is connected intimately to the greatest story ever told. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 21, there's something that the angel says to Joseph when the angel says that your wife-to-be is going to have a baby. The angel says, you will give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. There's a connection to my story because I'm in the sin part of that statement. And he gets the name Jesus because he'll save his people from their sins. That part of the story, the greatest story ever told, and our story, requires a response of faith. That we see ourselves as sinful human beings, lost in this world, in desperate need of love, grace, and mercy. And the only one that can give it fully and completely is God Himself, through Jesus Christ. You see, if you're not a Christian here this evening, you need to see that part of your story. Because all of us are in that desperate situation in need of grace. I reflected upon that even driving in this evening as we were coming in, and some of you maybe passed the same individual, young lady on a corner as people come off the highway with her cute little dog there with a sign saying she's homeless and needs help. And we help out. Her story isn't any different than yours or the person next to you or anyone else. We all need help. But the greatest help we need is one of grace, by God Himself. The other part of our story that I want to connect here is not just the need for grace, and I trust that we would know Jesus Christ this evening, but in verse 23 of Matthew chapter 1, the angel says, He will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus, because He'll save His people from their sins, but Emmanuel, which means God with us. If part of your story this evening is that you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that this baby born in a manger a couple thousand years ago is your Lord and Savior, you have the joyous, wonderful reality that God is with you, that He will be with you, He will care for you, He will lead you, He will guide you in service until He comes again. And I'm so glad that that's my connection to the story this evening. That while I was living in my own world, thinking that my story was the greatest one, the Lord, by His grace, reminded me it's not, and He drew me Himself. What's your story this evening? It has something to do with your humanity and your need for grace. And my prayer tonight is that as we draw this evening to a conclusion, that we would consider more about the greatest story ever told. We have kind of a crib here. Somebody did a nice job on that. I suspect that the stall or the feeding trough that Jesus was born in wasn't like this, but the same question reverberates throughout the history of humanity. Who is He? Who is this one in the stall, and why did He come? He came not only because it's the greatest story ever told, but it's the way in which God will connect your story to His.